That's all coming up on Travel Writers Radio, but first here's news editor Kirsty Bedford with all the travel news you can use.
In travel news this week, US President Donald Trump's senior policy advisor has appeared on four major US TV news shows to confirm the president will continue to fight the courts over his controversial travel ban. The ban, one of the first executive orders the president issued after taking office, suspended worldwide refugee entry into the United States and also suspended travel from seven Muslim-majority nations, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria and Yemen, for 90 days. Speaking to Fox News, his advisor said they are considering all options, including seeking an emergency stay at the Supreme Court to suspend the block on the ban, continuing the appeal with the panel, and having an emergency hearing. Trump's advisor says the president is not willing to bow down to the courts. He says a district judge in Seattle cannot force the president of the United States to change their laws. Donald Trump is also reported as saying his travel ban was written perfectly. Meanwhile, protests erupted for a third straight week, targeting policies of the president. In London, several thousand people gathered outside the US embassy, holding signs and chanting anti-Trump slogans. The protest was organized by several anti-racism and Muslim advocacy groups who condemned the travel ban. A week ago, hundreds of people gathered in downtown Toronto, and similar protests were held in Paris, Berlin, and Sydney, and a small group of activists also gathered outside the US embassy in Indonesia. It's been a bad week for the cruise ship industry, with a man dying on a cruise ship explosion in New Zealand and another luxury liner breaking down and having to be towed into Melbourne. On Australian cruise ship Emerald Princess, a man died after a gas canister exploded while it was docked at Dunedin on New Zealand's South Island. The man was a crew member doing maintenance work at the time. Carnival Australia Communications Manager David Jones says initial reports suggested the incident happened during technical work on the hydraulic launching system of a tender vessel. Meanwhile, tugboats had to pull the 2,300 passenger vessel Norwegian Star back to Melbourne when the ship lost engine power at sea. The 16-year-old ship has been plagued with technical problems in recent times. Passengers missed half of their stops and spent three extra days at sea because of engine problems on a voyage last month. The cruise ship was due to depart for New Zealand late yesterday. All passengers have been offered a full refund and 50% off their next cruise. Tourism Research Australia's latest research on tourism industry performance shows visitor numbers and spending are continuing to run at record highs. In the latest research, international visitors increased by 10.3%, which drove international spend up $38.1 billion. This was despite the average trip length falling by 4.6% overall. Declines in trip length were reported across most international markets. Asian markets continue to drive the growth in international tourism, with China showing the strongest growth of all Asian markets. New Zealand, the United States, and United Kingdom continued to grow, but at a more modest rate than the Asian markets. The main travel reasons were for holiday, which was up 22%, and education, up 14%. These travel categories also continued to have the highest spend, contributing almost two-thirds of international visitor expenditure. Overnight, domestic travellers increased their trips to all states and territories. The strongest growth in both trips and spend occurred in the Northern Territory, the Australian Capital Territory, and Western Australia. Queensland maintained the highest average length of stay at four nights, but average spend was highest in the Northern Territory and Tasmania. A Queensland-invented instant voice-activated translated chat app is about to make travelling to foreign-speaking countries a whole lot easier. DoTalk is a free app which translates chats in up to 90 different languages. Users have the option to message either via text or a hold-and-talk microphone and can also conduct group chat with up to 10 people in multiple languages in real time. Aussie founder Reno Nicasio told the Sunshine Coast Daily the goal is to create a free fun and easy to use app, which provides an open forum for people to easily connect and communicate, regardless of language barriers or location, and without delay. He says, as a nation of travellers, it's only appropriate that the app was conceived in Australia. And Australia's largest business events expo of its kind, which brings together the who's who in the business travel industry, kicks off next week. The Asia Pacific Incentives and Meetings Expo, known as AIM, begins in Melbourne on Tuesday, bringing together more than 4,500 industry professionals. Owned by the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Bureau, there are 450 exhibitors on the floor, ranging from venues to convention centres, to assist those in organising business events and travel. Celebrating its 25th year, this year's event will focus on the future of the industry, the up-and-coming leaders, the technologies impacting the industry, the new event styles and forums of global collaboration. Melbourne Convention Bureau CEO Karen Bollinger says it's excited to showcase what Melbourne has to offer the global events community while celebrating a significant industry milestone. She says, ranked by the Economist Intelligence Unit's Global Livability Index as the most livable city for the sixth year, Melbourne has so much to offer as a business events destination, and they're looking forward to showing off the city, hotels, restaurants, event spaces and attractions. That's Travel News this week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
Thanks, Kirsty. That was Kirsty Bedford with Travel News, and you're listening to Travel Writers Radio.